Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Tomlin saying dramatic changes aren't needed on defense. And saying if you look at the big plays, we're talking about split-second, millisecond things. We're almost making plays. We're this close to making plays.
But we're not making
plays.
We're
not. So we're going to just keep on keeping on here. We're just going to keep it moving. Same old, same old. It's not the scheme. It's not the players. It's just, hey, they're pros too. They make big money too. And we're barely getting beat on these things. So when I think we're close, I'm not going to try to reinvent the wheel here, is pretty much what he said.
So, I mean, we've said a lot. I'm going to try to say something new here. Football is a game of inches. Football is a game where a guy could appear to be still running very fast, like still have his speed. But football people know that if a 34-year-old corner, let's say, is 92% as fast as he was the year before, and even 95%, that might make the difference between being able to cover people and not being able to cover people.
Yeah.
So guess what? If your defense is pretty old, which it is, it's one of the five old. They're one of the five oldest teams by snap counts played in the entire league this year. I think they might be the number one oldest pony.
Good stat.
If they're old and you're counting on older guys to make a lot of plays on that side of the ball, what is there to suggest that because you've been just a tad off against good competition like the Packers are,
yeah,
that's going to get better?
I also don't agree with him. He did the same thing coming out of the Bengals game. Those two big runs in the second quarter beat us. This game, these two big chunk plays, 59 Kraft, 35-yard catch Watson. Those are the straws that broke the camel's back, so to speak. Well, if we're talking about the difference between, you know, a 14-13 win and a 17-14 loss, I might agree with that. But we're talking about two games where quarterbacks combined for over 650 yards, and the two teams both scored over 30 points, and both quarterbacks threw three touchdowns.
You played like the worst defense in the league combined.
It's obviously not just two plays in either game. What really has consistently beat the Steelers in both of these games is the offense using the death by a thousand paper cuts method. Cincinnati ran slants like crazy. You had no answers for those. The Packers ran those flat routes like crazy. Really, what do those two things have in common? It's a quarterback getting the ball out fast. Mm-hmm. And Tomlin tried to give an answer to that today. He was asked about that. Let's see what his reaction was.
I think that's been our life for a number of years. I think anytime you got dynamic rushers, I think that's the first way that you work to minimize them. I think that's everyone's agenda when they play us, to run the ball in an effort to stay on schedule, to minimize one-dimensional long yardage circumstances, and to get the ball out quickly. And so from that standpoint, it's nothing new. It requires no quote-unquote adjustments. Certainly, we can coach and play better.
It requires no adjustments. Well, then why are you so bad at it right now? If this is what you've seen for years, and this is what you're used to seeing,
why aren't you able to snap everything into place quickly?
Right.
Because you don't have physically the guys to do it. That's pretty obvious.
That would be like a mechanic who does oil changes for a living, having the same model of car, make of car, come in all the time, doing hundreds of those oil changes, and then all of a sudden forgetting how to do them and ruining cars' transmissions by putting the wrong oil in or something like that. If you're so used to it and so accustomed to it,
you should be like begging teams to keep trying it because you'll be great at stopping it.
Unless it was a function of, well, back then when teams did this against us, we had these great cover corners and now we don't.
The Steelers had great cover corners?
They really haven't.
They've had Joe Hayden for a little bit.
Mike Taylor was obviously good in his prime. Mike had some of that.
Different kind of football, though, back then, even when Ike was playing. Different league. Also, what he is saying that has the ring of truth, and it predates even his time here, they have been death by a thousand cuts by great teams. Going back to I actually vividly remember the game where that started. And it was in 0-2 when they played the Patriots.
Yeah.
Not so much the Raiders early that season, but the Patriots. I think Brady attempted 25 straight passes on them because the book was out.
I remember that. So Tomlin got asked today a great question by Brooke Pryor. Terrell Austin is the quote-unquote play caller. He's not getting the job done. You're a former defensive coordinator. That is your calling card. This defense has struggled so much. Why don't you just take over play calling duties? Here's the question and answer.
Mike, you said that you don't necessarily want to fundamentally change the scheme in some of these instances, specifically third down. But do you look at taking over sole play calling for defense or making adjustments?
No, that's not on the table as we sit here today. We just got to keep doing what we're doing and do it better.
We just got to keep doing what we're doing and do it better.
It's not on the table.
The plan's great. The schematics are great. The players are great. It's going to work. Just trust me, it's gonna change. I like that she said sole play calling duty because implied in that, and Brooke knows her stuff, is that Austin technically sends the play calls in. But you're a complete rube if you think they're all his play calls. If you think Mike just sits back on game day and says, for literally the 6 days leading up to this, I put all of my time and energy into our defensive game plan, our schematics.
You do what you want on game day, bro.
And then I just...
Here, it's all you, though.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to do.
It's not. We know that because we've talked to people.
Also, you have seen Mike lately because there was a big... it was like the big catch it on camera. Can you ever see it?
And people he's had a play call
he's
sheet.
He's had a little call card. And
yes.
People said, boy, that's a tiny call card, but it's defense.
Austin's
so
play call card is small, too.
Right, but the point is, for a while, you wouldn't see Mike having one, or it wasn't visible, and he was either hiding it or didn't have one at all. He's had one lately.
Tomlin,
he calls the defense.
Tomlin suggests plays. Tomlin tells Austin, sometimes even, specific plays to run in situations.
Yep. Good for Brooke for asking it.
Yes.
And Mike said it's not on the table at this time, because it's never on the table.
Well, but that's also such a complete 180. After the game, after the Packers game, I wish we had the clip here. He said everything's on the table.
Except that.
We lost another game where our defense, supposedly, although he said it was the offense's fault, we got strafed here again. We got carved up. Everything is on the table.
I think that's a rare...
2 days later, no, it's not. Nothing's changing.
Pony, I think that's a very rare...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
In the moment, he lets his emotions get the best of him, because I think almost everything he tries to put out there in these pressers, in his answers, in his opening soliloquy is very targeted. I think occasionally you get him so fed up after a game, he'll say that. He doesn't mean that. Because quite, if everything was literally on the table, firings would be out there. Me, Mike Tomlin, ceding play calling to somebody else would be out there. My job would be on, you know what I mean? Yeah. TJ Watt getting actually playing Nick Herbig would be on the table.
I was just
going
to say, Donnie, the big change we've seen them make over the last two games is to put their best defensive player on the bench, is what they've done.
Yeah, that just seems like coaching malpractice to me. And then they'll just say, like, well, he can't defend the run as well, so we don't want to put him out on the field in those situations.
By the way,
he's been their most explosive player all season long, and I know he doesn't get the attention that T.J. Watt or maybe even Alex Highsmith get, because that's the first thing that people will jump to.
Who's those people? Steeler apologists?
Yeah, or, you know, if you suggest that Nick Herbig's, like, having a great year. I mean, I think it was a couple of weeks ago when I said that Herbig was my defensive player of the year.
Yeah, you said he was playing better than Watt, and I think Cabali sent you that gift that he does.
Yeah, people, like, blew
up. Check it out.
The chips, the double teams. Listen, I get it, okay? I understand that.
You're capping out
there. But the fact that they are keeping that guy now off the field is absurd.
Yeah.
You don't know what cap means?
No, I see people say it. I don't really get it. I also don't get 6'7".
No cap means no lie. The word cap just means lie.
What does 6'7" mean?
That means you're lying. I still don't know what 6'7" means.
Donnie, what's 6'7" mean?
You have to call Tenuta.
I have no idea. All I know about the 6'7" trend is that it's apparently, like, very harmless, and that, like, they've done these little explainers about if your kid is saying 6'7",
it's good.
Here's what you don't have to do. Worry, because it's completely harmless.
Yeah, I don't think it's a bad thing. It's just like some TikTok trend.
So you're supposed to also go 6'7" like this.
Why I would have liked somebody to have asked Mike today. Mike, you stopped the run and you still gave up 35 points. How do you explain that? Because he says it all starts with that.
Somebody did ask that.
They did? What he said?
I'm pretty sure somebody
today.
I'm pretty sure somebody...
Whoever asked that question, my bad. Kudos to you.
Hold on. Maybe it slipped through the cracks, Donnie. Maybe somebody asked him, essentially... I thought that was basically the answer that he gave, where he said it wasn't the tackling. Like,
oh, then maybe you're right.
It wasn't in so far as they said you still gave up 35, but, like, he was asked a question that started with Mike. Largely, their running game wasn't a factor.
Oh, yeah, you're right. That did
happen. And then he said... Well, we didn't tackle, we didn't do this. Like, he clearly got caught flat-footed because someone actually, and then he acknowledged, yeah, they didn't really run the ball. Now, here's why they just kept moving it on us through the air.
Good.
So that was, I think, what you're asking.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.